Good afternoon, and thank you so much for calling our Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Joe Valentine.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. I apologize in advance for the road noise. I am driving home from Maryland.
Perfectly fine. I've made that trip.
I'm like, I've got nothing but 4 hours in the car yet, so I may as well call our Shop.
Absolutely. Although I think from Maryland, it's usually about 6 hours, because I made the trip all the way down to South Carolina recently.
I make this trip about once a month. I'm originally from Maryland, so.
Oh wow. Okay.
I've got about four and a half hours. That's about it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, TJ, I happen to be rather adjacent to Arch Top Fiber in a lot of different ways. In fact, the company that I work for, we support your internal IT. It's pretty cool. I am calling because I'd like to find out about getting Arch Top at home. I saw Fifth Farm Fiber pulling fiber down my road. There's only one reason they would be doing that. So I wanted to see if what schedule looks like for me getting service at home.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to go ahead and provide me with your service address, that would be great.
Yep, it's 70, that's 70, Brigham, Brigham, Lane, L-A-N-E, in Lake Katrine, New York, 12449.
Perfect. All right, let me just look that up.
Yep. We were pulling fiber about a week ago, so I figured it might not yet be lit, but it's worth a call.
So 70 Brigham Lane, right?
Yep, in Lake Katrine.
Okay, perfect. Yep. All right, so it looks like we're looking forward to having in-service available on the 1st of January.
Heck yeah.
Did you want to go ahead and go through with the sign-up process now? So that all that needs to be done is give you a call when we're able to get you scheduled?
Yes, please.
Okay, absolutely. All right, and I know you already mentioned this is for a residence.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then do you know if you wanted to go for the 1 gig or the 2 gig? I can also provide you with some information about both.
I don't have any idea what your pricing is, so I'll need to know what your pricing structure is.
Absolutely. So our 1 gig for residential is $79.99, and our 2 gig is $99.99. But we are actually, they both include all taxes and fees. There's no contracts. They also include all of your equipment. So that means modem, router, and your first Wi-Fi extender. Any additional Wi-Fi extenders, depending on the size of your home and based on what you need, those are $8 per month per extender, which is not terrible.
Okay. Right. And I'm a tech person, so I would prefer to use my own hardware,
of course,
like my own infrastructure. Is it possible that you guys will provide the modem or router, whatever it is that you connect, and then I can buy my own router or
I
and so on and
so
forth?
Yeah, so you do have the capability of using your own. However, troubleshooting on our end would be very limited.
Yeah, no problem. I said,
yeah, you're very techie. I mean, at that point, you should be able to. It's always nice when you can do things yourself.
If you guys can give me DHCP or if I can have a static or whatever, then everything else after that is up to me. I just need a hand.
Yeah, so if you needed a static IP, that is $10 per month. And with that, you would have to have the 2 gig in order to qualify for a static IP.
That's fine. I don't actually need a static. So if it's DHCP, like if it's dynamic, that's fine. What I'm saying is I just need like a way of addressing and a handoff. Like I will take care of everything after that.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So our one, so both of our plans right now, they also qualify for a promotional price where if you sign up for auto pay using your checking account and paperless billing, it gives you $10 off a month. So it brings it brings the 1 gig down to $69.99 and then the 2 gig down to $89.99.
I would love to do the 1 gig for $69.99.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, absolutely. And then with the Wi-Fi extender, do you think that you would need one? I mean, it really goes based off of the square footage of your home that you're trying to cover. Okay, you said no, because you'd be using your own.
I have a full Wi-Fi set up for myself already.
Okay. All right. And then were you looking for any voice service, like home phone?
That's an interesting consideration. I wasn't, but what do you have to offer?
So right now, we don't do any international calling, but we do nationwide calling. It's got anonymous call rejection, call blocking. You've got call forwarding features. You have caller ID blocking, a do not disturb option. You can also do three-way calling. We do offer the standard phone line for $24.99 a month.
Gotcha. No, I'm good. I've got a WebEx subscription that I use that handles WebEx calling.
Gotcha.
And it has four features for less, so I'll just stick to that.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. No worries. And then do you currently own or rent your property?
I am renting the house.
Okay. Do you happen to have the owner's name and phone number? And I know you're driving.
I mean, yes, I do, but not memorized.
Gotcha. Because we do need the phone number at least. Just so that we can get the permission for the pre-installation work. Because we do have to lay the fiber on the property. So we do need their permission to go ahead and do that. So we need to be able to reach out to them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Is there a way that I could maybe text or email that information to you I'm going to stop and grab lunch on my way up probably in the next half hour or so.
Okay.
Is it possible for me to text or email the information to you?
So I don't have the capability of that. What I can do is I can put this on hold, so to speak. And when you give us a call, we can, because we didn't really go through much of the setup process yet, because there's still a few other questions that we have to ask. At that point, what will happen is I can put down in the notes your address. You can ask for me, CJ, if you would prefer. That way I already have the information.
You already know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. That way it just makes it easier instead of re-explaining everything.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then the other question, can we go over those now, or do you want to wait until I get the owner's information to you?
So definitely wait until you're able to call back, because I can't move past without providing a property owner phone number. It's one of those required fields that doesn't let you move past.
Okay.
So it's just easier to do that instead of, you know, adding it as a note later on.
Not a big deal. Not a big deal at all. Okay. Let me do this. Let me just give me a sec. I'm gonna do the thing that I'm not supposed to do.
Oh no. Yeah, we definitely want you safe, though.
Okay. Yeah, I got you. His name is James, J-A-M-E-S.
Yep.
Nadden, N-A-D-D-E-N.
All right, and ready for the phone number.
It is 917-406-0820.
Perfect, got it. All right, and now everything else should be smooth sailing. We shouldn't need anything else.
Okay, cool.
So how are your current utility wires feeding your home, such as your Central Hudson, your current provider for your phone or cable?
Is it
Okay, that's basically what I was asking. Is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes, my billing address will be P.O. Box in Lake Katrina. It will be P.O. Box 195.
195? Okay, Lake Katrina?
Yep.
Oh, if I could properly type, that would be great too, right?
Yeah.
All
but,
right.
You know, I write software for a living, and so I can't type, and that's literally my job. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. And Joe, did you just want it as J-O-E?
Yes, please.
Okay. And then Valentine, like Valentine's Day?
Yep, exactly.
I actually knew somebody with that first name. I actually knew a couple people with the first name, Valentine.
Really?
Yep.
That is cool.
Oh, yeah. It's actually common in French. I'm from France, so, I mean, it kind of makes sense. Valentine. Yep. And then what is the best email address for you, please? This will also be your login for your Archtop Fiber online account.
It'll be JWValentine@outlook.com.
Okay, perfect. And then the primary phone number that you'd like on the account, please.
845-514-3490.
Okay, perfect. And then did you want a secondary phone number on the account?
No, thanks.
Okay. And then how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account? We have the option of phone, email, or text. You said text?
Yes, please.
Okay, absolutely. And just so you are aware, message and data rates may apply, the typical stuff, but you will be able to receive updates about your account-specific updates, really. Notifications on your order status, your order confirmation, your billing updates, anything like that, and you'll also be able to confirm your appointment as well via text message. So it's always a great thing. It's a great tool because we'll tell you, hey, we're one day away from your installation date. So, I mean, that always is pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm going to put no for now for auto pay and paperless billing.
Okay.
I will sign you up for the paperless, but because it would require me to have you provide me with your routing number and your account number, we don't want to do that while you're driving. So you do have the option of adding that online in the online portal. What will happen is you'll receive two emails, one of which will be your order confirmation, and then the other one will be the invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber account. If there's a link to log in, that will expire after 24 hours.
Okay.
So definitely do it when you get home safe and sound.
Yep.
And that way you can log in, update your password to a password that you can remember, and you'll also be able to enroll in auto pay that way as well.
Okay. And then with the enrollment of auto pay, will that automatically reduce the monthly?
Yes.
Or do I need to call back?
Nope. It will automatically update in the system, and it will add the paperless billing and auto e-pay, so to speak. It's the auto e-bill. So since you're automatically doing the payments every month with your checking account, you do have the option of credit or debit account, credit or debit card, but that will only give you a $5 discount. That's why we usually recommend the checking account, because the checking account gives you the $10 discount.
Okay, awesome.
All right. And then, so do you have any details about your home with regards to, like, any buried wires, any septic tanks, gas lines?
Yes, there's a septic tank in the front. There's a septic tank and leach field in the front yard. So you may not roll any trucks on my front yard.
Okay. Yeah, usually we kind of keep them at the street, or we'll pull into the driveway if anything. But I will make that as a note to begin with, just to make sure.
Yep, perfect.
I'm also putting that has own router system. Yep. Okay. Is there anything else that we should be aware of? Loose animals, any other buried wires or gas lines?
Not at all. I do have a question with regard to billing, only because everybody always wants less.
Yeah.
Do you all offer any, in addition to the auto pay, do you all offer any other discounts for things like military veterans or
so at the moment we don't especially okay. because I mean I like for example my significant other is a veteran so at the moment we don't have anything like that at the moment but okay. I'm sure that that is something that's being looked over so that may change nothing, in the future
and then nothing for like employees or vendors or anything like that.
Not to my knowledge, anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, I do apologize for that.
Yeah, you can apologize for just trying to squeeze extra money, though.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I mean, like, it's not bad. I mean, for one gig, for $69.99 is really not terrible, especially compared to the way the cables have been charging.
I am not complaining at all, but also. No.
Oh, yeah, it never hurts to ask. Absolutely. Yeah, it never hurts one bit to ask. So did you have any questions or comments for our techs that, you know, maybe that you want an answer for?
No, I don't think so. Are there any, yes, I do have a single technical question, which is are there any services which are locked, you know, for inbound or outbound services, like, for example, do you block SIP, do you block web traffic, do you, are there any services that are blocked?
Okay, so are there any services that are blocked? Yeah, I think the text would have a little bit more information on that. And, I mean, we're talking more for, like, VPNs and other kinds of services like that.
Yeah, like web services or VPN.
I know VPNs we are perfectly fine with.
Yeah. So for example, I may have some web services that I want to host, or I may have some other that'll be on a dynamic, right? It'll be dynamic, so it's not meant for anybody other than me. But it's stuff that, like, I'm a programmer, so I like building my own little tools to, you know, like, I've got my own tools for my smart home, for software that I wrote myself.
Yeah, exactly.
And all of that stuff. And,
so I know with...
That kind of thing.
So, like, I know for a fact, like, with internal hosting, like, for example, I have a tendency of hosting, like, a server. I might use, like, my Xbox as the dedicated server.
Right.
And I know that there's no issues with that kind of hosting.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't see there being an issue with that. And I do know that VPNs are definitely allowed. So I think it might just vary based on the program and what the program requires.
So, if there's any specific protocols or anything like that that are blocked, I just want to make sure that's all.
Okay. So I just put in, please advise of any protocols that are blocked. I did say, are there any blocked web, any blocked services such as web service hosting or VPNs, et cetera? I did state that you are a programmer and to please advise of any protocols that are blocked.
Yeah, perfect. That's awesome. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then how did you hear about us?
We're a vendor, so I actually provide, my company provides IT support for your internal IT.
Okay.
So, like, I work with Tanner and a handful of other people within our shop fiber.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I've got that down.
Okay.
Awesome. So you're all set. You're in the system. Once January 1st comes around, then at that point we can go ahead and give you a call and get you scheduled for your install appointment.
Yeah, fantastic. That's
okay.
So great. I really thank you so much for your time.
Oh, yeah, of course, Joe. Anytime. But yeah, I'm glad that we were able to get you into the system and get you partially set up. Once we have the ability to schedule you for install, we will definitely give you a call to let you know it is time to schedule, and we'll work around your schedule as best as possible. We do installs on the weekends too. We don't do any on the holidays though.
How dare you not be there to install my fiber on Christmas Day? No, I'm kidding. That's fine. That's great. I'm fine with that, and I'm able to work from home.
Okay, so that's great.
I already have Spectrum, so it won't be disruptive. I'll be able to...
Yeah, exactly. And that was another thing that I was going to state is we definitely do not recommend canceling with your current provider until our services are fully installed. We've had a few customers get a little confused on that. And we want to make sure you maintain connectivity, especially if... God forbid we have to reschedule an appointment, for example. You know, we definitely want to make sure that you stay connected, so.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. I'm excited, too.
Okay, perfect.
Bye, Spectrum.
All right, perfect. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week and a great weekend. Please drive safe. I know how long the drive is, because just a few weeks ago, I had to make the drive down to Myrtle Beach, and I did it down in one go. I did it back in one go. No rest in between.
Oh, boy. I will probably stop and get some lunch, but otherwise, I'm good. Yeah, and I do this just about every month, so.
I have a family member that lives in southern New Jersey, so I take the 4-hour trip down all the time.
Yeah, there you go.
But for the Myrtle Beach one, it was definitely interesting. It was 12 hours down, and then we stopped in Maryland to visit a friend of ours, and but we did it straight. We had to pick up some puppies.
Have yourself a lovely weekend.
You as well. Absolutely. Anytime, Joe. And I thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day and a great weekend. Drive safe and get home safe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.